Macmillan Children's Readers, published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2014. Recorded and produced by Motivation Sound Studios. Ancient Egypt, written by Alex Rainham. The Beautiful Nile.
The Nile is the longest river in Africa. It goes through 9 countries before it reaches Egypt. Most of Egypt is a desert, but the Nile Valley is beautiful and green. Today, 95% of Egyptians live along the Nile. People have lived in the Nile Valley for more than 6,000 years. In ancient times, they caught fish in the river, kept animals, and grew plants for food. Tall plants grew along the Nile. The ancient Egyptians used flax plants to make cloth for clothes. They used papyrus plants to make beautiful boats. The boats travelled up and down the Nile, from the Mediterranean Sea to the middle of Africa. Every year, in the summer, the Nile flooded. After the flood, there was more mud in the Nile Valley. The ancient Egyptians used the mud to grow plants and to make bricks. They built houses with the bricks.
Pharaohs.
About 5,000 years ago, North and South Egypt had different kings. Then a king called Narmer won a battle and became the first pharaoh, the ruler of all Egypt. The pharaohs ruled Egypt for 3,000 years. Most people in Egypt were poor farmers, but the pharaohs lived in beautiful palaces. They had lots of slaves too. There were many great pharaohs, like Queen Hatshepsut and King Ramesses II. Hatshepsut ruled Egypt for 22 years. Most pharaohs were men, so Hatshepsut wore men's clothes and a man's beard. A lot of pharaohs fought with other countries, but Hatshepsut traded with other countries. As a result, Egypt became rich. Ramesses II was 20 when he became the pharaoh, and he ruled Egypt for more than 60 years. He built many cities and temples, and Egypt became a big empire. People call him Ramesses the Great.
Amazing fact.
Ramesses the Great had more than 100 children.
Temples.
The ancient Egyptians built large stone temples for their gods. Many of them are still there today. Hatshepsut built a huge temple because she wanted people to remember her forever. The ancient Egyptians put tall stone monuments outside some temples. The monuments are called obelisks. They have writing and pictures on them to tell people about the gods and pharaohs.
Amazing fact.
Ramesses the Great built two huge obelisks at the temple in Luxor. Each obelisk weighed over 250 tons.
Mummies.
When important Egyptians died, people made their bodies into mummies. This kept the body safe. Now we can tell what they looked like when they were alive. People called embalmers made the mummies. It took about 70 days to make a mummy. First, the embalmers took the organs out of the body and put them into special jars. They pulled the brain out through the nose. Then the embalmers used salts to dry the body. Next, they wrapped the body in cloth. Finally, they put the mummy into a beautiful coffin.
Pyramids.
The ancient Egyptians buried the mummies of the pharaohs in pyramids. There are more than 130 pyramids in Egypt. The oldest pyramid is at Saqqara. It is nearly 4,700 years old. The biggest pyramid is the Great Pyramid at Giza. It was built for the pharaoh Khufu. It is more than 4,500 years old. It is 147 meters high. For nearly 4,000 years, it was the tallest building in the world. It took many years to build a pyramid. There are over 2 million stones in the Great Pyramid of Khufu. Boats carried the stones down the Nile to Giza. The biggest stones weighed 80 tons, and they came from Aswan, 800 kilometers away. Hundreds of people pulled the stones to the top of the pyramid. Some of the builders were slaves, but many were not. They didn't work every day, and the pharaoh built houses for them.
Amazing fact.
At Giza, there are three pyramids and a huge statue of a sphinx. A sphinx is a mythical animal with a lion's body and a pharaoh's head.
The Valley of the Kings.
In about 1800 BC, the ancient Egyptians stopped building pyramids. They started to build tombs for the pharaohs and important people. They built the tombs in a valley near the Nile, the Valley of the Kings. Many tombs were full of treasure. Robbers tried to get into them, but it wasn't easy. The tombs were deep underground, and they had secret doors. Curses on the walls said, "Don't open this tomb. Bad things will happen to you."
Tutankhamun.
In 1922, a British archaeologist called Howard Carter found the tomb of the pharaoh Tutankhamun. The tomb was full of amazing treasure, like a gold bed and a beautiful gold mask. After Howard Carter found the tomb, many of his friends died. So people wrote stories in the newspapers and made horror films about the curse of Tutankhamun.
Amazing fact.
Tutankhamun only ruled Egypt for 9 years, and he was only 19 when he died.
What did the ancient Egyptians like?
People in ancient Egypt loved music and dancing. They also liked jewellery and nice clothes. Men and women used makeup, and rich women wore pretty shoes. The ancient Egyptians made beautiful pictures and statues. They also wrote stories. One story was about a poor girl, a pharaoh, and a pair of shoes. It became the story Cinderella.
Writing.
The ancient Egyptians made paper from papyrus plants, and they used pens. Most Egyptians didn't know how to read or write. That was the job of the scribes. There were different types of writing in ancient Egypt. One type used pictures called hieroglyphs. For many years, archaeologists didn't understand hieroglyphs. But in 1799, some French soldiers found a stone near Rosetta. There was Greek and Egyptian writing on the stone. A Frenchman read the Greek words, and they helped him to translate the hieroglyphs. It wasn't easy. It took 23 years.
The end of ancient Egypt.
Ancient Egypt ended in 30 BC, when Egypt became part of the Roman Empire. Today, millions of tourists visit the ruins of ancient Egyptian temples and pyramids, and archaeologists find more ruins all the time.
Amazing fact.
In 2011, archaeologists found 17 more ancient pyramids in Egypt. The ancient Egyptians used many things we use today, like pens, scissors, locks, keys, and calendars.